In a resounding bipartisan vote, the relentless work of six long months has paid off. Congress is sending the supplemental to President Biden's desk.
The Senate approved an aid package for Ukraine and Israel. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Last night, senators passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill after months of debate. It will deliver weapons and support to key U.S. allies. You heard from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at the top of the show. He spoke on the Senate floor yesterday.
To our friends in Ukraine, America will deliver more ammo and air defenses and basic supplies that you need to resist Putin on the battlefield. To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran.
President Biden said he'll sign the bill into law today. So aid could arrive in Ukraine as soon as this week. And that could be crucial as the country enters its third year fending off Russia's invasion. The funding package also contains a proposal to ban or force a sale of the social video platform TikTok. Once Biden signs it, TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, will have around 9 months to either sell the app or face a national ban. Number two, a former tabloid boss testified in Donald Trump's criminal trial. David Pecker is the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He returned to the stand yesterday in New York. Pecker said the tabloid acted as the eyes and ears of Trump's 2016 campaign. He said it sniffed out and concealed potentially scandalous stories about him. This could be important to the case. Prosecutors are trying to prove that Trump tried to influence the election by hiding a story of an alleged affair. Trump's lawyers are set to question Pecker tomorrow. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today about emergency room abortions. That's our third story. This is a critical case that could shape the future of emergency health care and abortion access across the country. Justices will consider whether the Biden administration has the power to penalize hospitals that fail to provide abortions in emergency situations. A longstanding federal law requires hospitals to stabilize or transfer any patients who need emergency care. But since the Supreme Court struck down the nationwide right to abortion in 2022, many states have passed laws that only allow abortions if a patient's life is at risk, not just their health. That's a higher threshold than the federal law requires for care. So some hospitals in states with strict abortion bans have refused to treat pregnant patients, even when they've had potentially life-threatening complications. A ruling in this case is expected this summer. At number four, college protests against the Israel-Gaza war are continuing to spread. More protesters were arrested yesterday. Students around the country refused to end their demonstrations against U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza. 9 protesters were arrested at the University of Minnesota. And in California, students at Cal Poly Humboldt held their own protest. Some even barricaded themselves inside a building. These protests followed the arrest of 120 people at NYU on Monday. And last week, more than 100 people were arrested at Columbia University. At Columbia, university leaders are continuing talks with student groups today over ending their encampment. This is a quickly developing story, so follow the latest updates on our website. Number five. The Justice Department settled with Larry Nassar's victims for $138.7 million. The payment was announced yesterday. It's one of the largest of its kind in Justice Department history. It settles 139 legal claims that were brought over the department's failure to investigate allegations that could have stopped Larry Nassar sooner. The former Team USA gymnastics doctor is serving multiple sentences for child pornography and for abusing and molesting women and girls under his care for decades. He was sentenced in 2018, and at 60 years old, he's expected to be behind bars for the rest of his life. But in 2021, a Justice Department Inspector General's report found that FBI agents failed to adequately respond to allegations against Nassar raised in 2015 and 2016. That was many months before his arrest in late 2016. Number 6. Nearly 2 in 5 Americans have been living with unhealthy levels of air pollution. That's more than 131 million Americans, according to a new study of pollution levels between 2020 and 2022. Cities in the West ranked as the most polluted places. The Central California cities of Bakersfield, Visalia, and Fresno were at the top of the list. And this problem is getting worse. For 6 years straight, the number of people living in counties that experienced unhealthy spikes in particle pollution has increased. It reached 65 million people by 2022. People of color are disproportionately affected by poor air quality. And bad air can increase the risk of serious health issues, make existing conditions worse, and even cause premature death. And at number 7, it could soon be possible to restore sight. Several companies are experimenting with a form of gene therapy called optogenetics. It delivers proteins via injection into the eye to boost the light sensitivity of cells in the retina. That's the layer of tissue at the back of the eyeball. Those modified cells can then be stimulated to send information to the brain. Different companies have different approaches to this technology. But some are using implants and special glasses or goggles to stimulate the cells. And they say that these bionic eyes can restore sight in visually impaired people. One of the products is called the Science Eye. Its makers say clinical trials should begin sometime in the next 18 months. And then this technology could be on the market in the next 5 years, restoring people's sight. You're all caught up. But before you go, I want to remind you that we also have a newsletter. That's where you can find links to articles about all the stories you hear about on the podcast. And today, that's where you'll see a map of where student protests are taking place across the country. You can have the 7 Morning Briefing delivered to your inbox early every weekday morning. All you have to do is sign up. Just hit the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.